Hi, I'm Devin Salva with KCSB News. Santa Barbara County and the City of Goleta have settled their housing lawsuits with UCSB. The news was announced on the Friday afternoon before students left on spring break. A news release from UC Santa Barbara explains its settlement with the city, saying, quote, "The university will make a one-time payment of $2.3 million to the City of Goleta to support capital projects intended to serve the broader Goleta and campus communities. Goleta and the university will work together to identify projects that will receive funding provided by the university." UC Santa Barbara also agreed to pay the City of Goleta $500 per student over the cap, based on a three-quarter average, in the event on-campus enrollment exceeds the cap, unless the increase is mandated by the California legislature. In exchange, Goleta has agreed to waive housing and enrollment-related claims that it raised under the 2010 agreement and has agreed to dismiss their pending lawsuit with prejudice, end quote. UC Santa Barbara paid additional funds to the county to settle another lawsuit. I talked with Richard Flax, UCSB Professor Emeritus of Sociology and convener of the Sustainable University Now, or SUN, Coalition, about UCSB's housing crisis, Munger Hall, and the subsequent ongoing settlement. SUN is involved in a settlement with UCSB that is separate from the aforementioned settlement that was just reached between the city and county of Goleta and UCSB.
So I'm Dick Flax. I was a sociology professor at UCSB since 1969, retired in 2006. So I have a long, long history at UC Santa Barbara. Both my wife and I at the same time were very active in Santa Barbara political and community life. She passed away about 4 years ago, but was a very visible advocate for affordable housing in the community. In my retirement, I've been active myself in a number of ways, but housing has become my big issue, partly because I wanted her legacy of advocacy to go forward.
Flax is the convener of the Sustainable University Now, or SUN, Coalition. He describes the history of SUN, UCSB's long-range development plan, and the agreement between SUN and UCSB here.
About a decade or more ago, UCSB promulgated in the community a long-range development plan, we'll call it an LRDP, to accommodate 5,000 more students than were then enrolled in 2010 or so. And that increase in the student body was supposed to be staged over a 15-year period. So by 2025, according to the plan, there would be 25,000 students here. And this is a big deal because historically, the community governments and environmental groups have wanted to control UCSB's student growth because of the effects that growth has on the, you know, every area of life in this region. The leverage that the community has with respect to UCSB is that UCSB is in the coastal zone in California. It's the only UC campus that's fully in the coastal zone. If you develop anything in the coastal zone, you have to get approvals from the Coastal Commission, the standing governmental body. Most of the UC campuses aren't subject to local control, but UCSB is because of the Coastal Act, which has been advantageous, I think, both for UCSB and for Santa Barbara, because it's meant that better planning and more careful planning, meshing with the community interests, has been the history over the past quarter of a century at least. So when this LRDP came out in 2010, I helped organize a group of environmental organizations to take a look at what UCSB was planning to accommodate and mitigate that growth. Chancellor Yang and the administration were very willing to negotiate an agreement with the SUN Coalition, which is Sustainable University Now. And we did negotiate an agreement that has many, many features to it. They agreed to various principles about climate, about traffic, about energy use, about water use, all kinds of impacts that the growth of the campus would have. They agreed to certain ways of managing that and limiting that.
Now, this plays into UCSB's housing crisis because of the UCSB agreement with SUN to build housing to keep up with student enrollment and faculty increases.
Well, housing is really the big piece of that, because there's already a housing crisis in a desirable beachfront community like Santa Barbara. The more you add students and faculty and staff into that housing market, the more you are worsening the housing problem. But UCSB agreed to a very major plan to house the 5,000 students who would be added in campus residential halls, rather than have them live in the wider community. And UCSB also proposed to build what ended up being 1,840 units of housing for the increased faculty. And we said, you don't need to wait for increased faculty. You start building that housing because it's needed now. This was, 15 years ago, and it was. And they agreed to this. So this is the nub of the issue with UCSB. It isn't simply Munger Hall, although that became almost a catastrophe of planning in the midst of all this.
What was the Munger Hall catastrophe? Flax explains it here.
And I think it was like 2015, we met with them and they said, we've got a philanthropic donor, Charles Munger, and he's ready to provide for all of the 5,000 students in dormitory accommodation that he would help fund. And they were very excited, of course, by having that kind of private donation. What they told us was that because of the Munger offer, they were going to put aside a whole series of dormitory plans that were in the LRDP, because Munger's gift would solve everything. What they hadn't really shared with us was that Munger was insisting that he personally would be the final designer of the whole project. And he had, as we know, some very, very definite and strange ideas about what that should look like. And then a second huge unexpected thing happened, which is that the legislature pushed the whole UC system to admit more students than they had planned at a much greater rate of growth than they had planned. And so instead of 2025 being the year for 25,000 enrollment, 2019 was when we hit 25,000 with no housing built. So this was a perfect storm, a total violation of the agreement that we had with UCSB, but also they had similar agreements with the city of Goleta and the county about housing both students and faculty. And that came to a head in COVID lockdown ended. People came back to campus, and in fact, the largest enrollment at UCSB hit the campus just in the fall. That led them to announce the Munger Hall project publicly and describe it, and that's when some material hit the fan in a way that nobody expected, because what they were describing turned out to be the largest dormitory ever imagined in history, turned out to be extremely dense with bedrooms with no windows, but a lot of other faults, safety faults. The Faculty Senate, which is whenever that body really decides to take action, they have a lot of power, and they appointed a committee to review the Munger project. And that committee issued a 200-page report that was pretty devastating about the nature of the Munger Hall. So I kind of knew by then that it's going to be very hard for the administration to go ahead with Munger's plan. And it's only now that they've made a pretty official declaration that there's a new dormitory project.
The Ocean Road Dormitory started as an affordable housing building with 540 units on Ocean Road, but the project stalled.
Problem was, they decided, similar to the Munger project, that they needed to have a private developer do the actual building. And that was not the case, as I said, in all the other building of housing that the campus has done. They've never done that partnership with a private developer before. Sun was worried because a private developer is not in this as a philanthropic enterprise. The private developer wants to make a profit. So how are you going to have below market affordable housing prices for the university employees living there, but a profit for the developer? We were a bit skeptical that you could do both of those things simultaneously. A long story short is that Greystar decided not to do the project. They pulled out of the deal earlier this year.
The Ocean Road project, as well as Munger Hole, raised concerns about how privatization has hindered UCSB housing development. The aforementioned issues caused Sun to file a Public Records Act request on April 8th of 2022, according to Flux and the Daily Nexus.
This case is that we're doing with them is a Freedom of Information Public Records Act case. That's what we're after. We're after the background documents and information to explain what has happened in UCSB's housing plans over the past 15 years. And UCSB has violated the Public Records Act by refusing to turn over anything to us, saying, strangely, that there are no relevant documents. How could there not be relevant documents having to do with just Munger and Ocean Road? That's why we're going to court, because they haven't explained why they're withholding. As I said, there's a track record that goes the other way, that the UC campuses can build housing for faculty and staff that is affordable relative to the housing market, and they didn't follow that path. I'm not sure why. That's why we want the documents. Because that's not clearly a policy that needs to be questioned, and we need to know much more about what they thought they were going to accomplish with it.
The settlement filed by Sun concerning the Public Records Act is yet to be resolved. When asked for a statement, Kiki Reyes, UCSB's media relations manager, said, "While we cannot discuss pending litigation, the university is rapidly advancing on development plans announced in July last year for two new student housing projects to meet the housing commitment laid out in the 2010 agreement. The first phase of the two-part project, San Benito, includes 2,100 new student beds and is expected to be ready for occupancy by the fall of 2027. An additional 1,400 beds are projected to be completed by 2029. The university increased enrollment faster than anticipated in the 2010 LDRP in response to UC system-wide enrollment growth negotiated by the California State Legislature in order to provide more opportunities for California students. As a result, the university fully reached the beds targeted negotiated in the 2010 LRDP. Since that agreement went into effect, UC Santa Barbara has already constructed approximately 1,500 new student beds. The student housing project will be located on Mesa and Stadium Road." That's my conversation with Richard Flax, spokesperson of Sustainable Housing Now. This story is ongoing. Thanks for listening. For KCSB News, I'm Devin Salva.